Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the BC. It is Saturday,
March 19th, 2016.
And you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And for the next 2 hours, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes. It's going to be a doozy. So let's start with our news of the week for the poll.
But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about, Windows. Some Windows 7 and 8.1 users began to howl over Microsoft's practice of automatically upgrading their PCs to Windows 10, saying that they were never given a chance to decline the upgrade before it installed itself. That was contrary to how Microsoft had described its aggressive strategy of pushing Windows 10 to devices running older versions of its operating system. It stuck to that on Tuesday. Customers continue to be fully in control of their devices and can choose to not install Windows 10 upgrade or remove the upgrade from Windows Update by changing the Windows Update settings. That's not what some users experienced last week. My computer was working great last night, but this morning it shows the Windows 10 end user license agreement, and way at the bottom, accept your new Windows 10 or decline. I hit decline, and it says it will take a few moments to go back to your old Windows 10 software, but then it goes black and goes right back to the Microsoft legal agreement and shows accept Windows 10 or decline. If it declined a dozen times, then it won't budge. Many others took to Reddit to report that their PCs were upgraded to Windows 10 while their backs were turned. Most of them were not polite about it. Well, it is, after all,
really
Reddit.
Reddit, yeah, not polite.
Exactly. Some said that the end user license agreement, where users were given a final opportunity to reject Windows 10, albeit a process that then took time to restore the previous operating system, appeared out of nowhere. Others reported that their systems had upgraded themselves after they'd been away from the keyboard for days, or perhaps just hours. This is happening to my desktop, which runs Windows 8.1. A few days ago, I came back from the shower to find my computer in the process of doing the upgrade by itself. I had to wait for the entire thing to complete, decline the end user license agreement, and then wait for it to reinstall the previous OS. It's now in the process of doing the exact same thing and again, and I'm about ready to say something to Windows and go with Linux.
Hello,
clearly that was a Reddit user.
Mm-hmm.
Last October, Microsoft announced that it would push the free Windows 10 upgrade to eligible PCs automatically, a practice that actually began 6 weeks ago. The company has repeatedly said, including yesterday, that users could decline the Windows 10 upgrade at some point during the installation, but it refused to say whether the upgrade starts in all cases, document how users authorized the user authorization process plays out, and spell out whether it appears again later when a user snubs the offer. So as we can see, it's going to upgrade whether you like it or not, and then you can downgrade again, but you're going to be punished by having to wait for the downgrade to happen. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Microsoft is upgrading Windows to Windows 10 without permission. And your choices are, well, that's convenient, or annoying, but no big deal, or I'm buying a Chromebook, or I'm buying Linux, or I'm buying a Mac, or you poor, sad Windows sheeple. So far, you poor, sad Windows sheeple is the number one choice. There's well over 20 people who've voted, so you should vote at soundbites.org. That's Bites with a Y. Francis would like us to remind you, and of course, we know you'll have more to say about this, so if you scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff, you'll see the forums. And the second forum on the list is the poll discussion. And currently, at least, the number one topic on the poll is 19 March 16. Microsoft is upgrading people to Windows 10 without permission. So far, three posts are here, and they've been surprisingly polite so far. So join us here also in the conversation at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. 1-5. But before we get to the phones, if you are on the phone, please hold on. We really, truly will get to you. I promise you this. We would be remiss if we did not talk about the fact that we are in a pledge drive. We've done this before several times, so it should not be a surprise to most of you. But let me reiterate the deal here. Jazz 90.1 is a public radio station. As such, and unlike many other public radio stations, or things that call themselves public radio stations, we get no funds from anybody. We get no funds from the government, no funds from the state, no funds from the city. We don't get funds from anybody. The money that we make comes from our members, whether they are underwriters or people who have called in and joined the family. This is your chance to do that. If you like this show and you would like to see this show stay on the air, and I know people say to me all the time, they never take you off the air. Yeah, they will. If there's a better deal for them, they need to stay on the air. We don't run the station. We just are on the station. So we need you to call, as Don did from Rochester. Thank you for your pledge. There are levels of membership from $35 on up to $1,000. But if you only have $10 or $20 or $25 or whatever the number is, we are honored and delighted to take your pledge and make you a member of the Jazz 90.1 family. We would love for you to give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. And for those of you who are listening out of the 585 area code, we have not forgotten you. You can call toll-free at 1-800-790-0415, both to make a pledge and to ask a question. When you do call, you will be shuttled over probably to Steve Ray or to, I think Phil Dodd is happily Phil's waiting in the other room.
There. Yep.
We will ask you for your pledge. In addition, of course, you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member. Rather than giving us money all at once, you can pledge $10 or more every month, and it will just be automatically deducted from your bank account until you say stop. I think
which you can do at any time that you choose.
Yeah, you can do it at any time. So, and of course, you can certainly ask about the prizes. There's the Jazz 90.1 license plate holder, t-shirts, mouse pads. At the $90.10 level, there's the enhanced member card. We'll talk more about that later. Baseball cap, short sleeve polo, a zippered tote bag, and the short sleeve polo or the long sleeve, the short sleeve t-shirt are both Soundbites products. The baseball cap is a Soundbites product. So you can get stuff with our name on it, and which is kind of frightening, but.
At least our faces are on there.
At least our faces are. At least I don't think they are.
I don't think so. Because that picture of us is very old.
It is very old. But so are we. So really, that works out.
Maybe I do want that one on there.
Right. All right. And don't forget, you can give us a call. So thank you. Thank you very much, Don, for Don, you're number one this pledge this drive week, for us. That's a big deal for anybody. So thank you very much. And you can give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Just like, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the other thing is if folks don't want to take away from their time, you know, listening to the show, Rob has gone home and he's sitting there at his computer. So if you folks want to, you know, annoy the heck out of him, go to the soundbite or the jazz901.org website and pledge there. He will then have to do up a text and text me to let me know that, you know, you folks pledge. It's very secure. Don't worry. None of the information that you put in there is reused for anything else other than to send out a thank you to you. So if you want to keep Rob busy and away from his boat and all the other stuff that he wants to do, you know, let him sit home and keep him busy taking your pledges.
Yep. So you can do that online. It is completely secure. And we would be honored to take your pledge even online. But to the phones, our first caller is Eve from Walworth, New York. Hi, Eve. What's up?
Hi. I have a new Windows 10 computer, and I am trying to move my Thunderbird profile over. I know how to do this. I have it backed up on an external drive, no problem. I found it easily by going into Thunderbird troubleshooting. So on the new computer, if I look in File Explorer on the C drive, where it is supposed to be under Users, there is no app data folder, which is where it is. But if I go into Thunderbird and locate it in troubleshooting, there it is. So why can't I see the app data folder when I open File Explorer?
Because it's invisible.
And why is it invisible?
Because it's a special folder that generally you don't need or are supposed to have access to. So we're frantically looking how to find invisible folders in Windows 10.
Well, I don't know that you need to do that. If you, how did you save out your profile?
I saved it out on a Windows 7 computer, and I just went there with Windows Explorer, and I copied it over, like Thunderbird told me to do.
Oh, all right. One thing you can, and you're on what Windows what now?
My old computer is 7, and the new one is 10.
10, all right.
Folder.
One of the things you can do is down in the lower left is the little Ask Me Anything.
Yeah, Cortana.
Yeah, for Cortana. If you click in that, you can type in it. And you want to type in percent app data percent and hit enter.
Okay.
That will open up the hidden app data folder. Also roaming. It'll also actually app data and roaming, maybe.
Well, yeah, there's a whole sequence of them that I have to.
Right. And then in that, you will find Thunderbird and. You should be able to go into profiles from there and into the default, which is a random number, so I can't tell you where that is.
Yeah, and if I take my old profile, I can just copy it over.
Right.
I can do that. Well, that leads me to another problem.
Okay.
I'm wondering whether the fact that I can't see that secret hidden folder, which I always could in Windows 7, is because Windows 10 apparently creates two additional user accounts automatically, and they're inactive, and one of them is a guest account, which I don't care about, and the other one is an administrator account.
Right, and both of those are, by default, disabled.
Right, and so if I enable that administrator account, would that account enable me to see these hidden files?
Not necessarily.
No, and those accounts were also hidden in Windows 7, and those files were also hidden in Windows 7. You have to turn on hidden files.
Okay, that leads me to another problem.
And I'm posting a link now on how to turn on all hidden files.
The problem with turning on hidden files, of course, is that it leads you to muck about in places that you really shouldn't be playing.
I've mucked about them in Windows 7 and not have a problem, so I'm really not worried about that.
Okay.
I'd rather know what the heck's going on.
Sure.
I keep, in this Windows 10 File Explorer, I keep turning on show all hidden items. I do it under options and folder options. I do it on the bar across the top, and it keeps on switching back to hide things. Hide the folders, hide the files, and I don't know why it won't stick in the show instead of going back to hiding.
You may have to do the setting in control panels to make it a system-wide setting so all folders are showing.
Okay.
And that's the link I just posted. It's in control panels under appearance.
Right. If you put it in just one window, it only works for that one window.
Okay. Well, I did say treat all folders like this, but maybe I didn't get it in the right.
Well, this is also Windows 10. If you do it the way Steve suggests here, you should be fine.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yeah, most operating systems have these hidden directories, the system files and support files, things that the average user doesn't need to get into.
Okay.
And that's why they're hidden. What would be nice is if Mozilla made an export profile command And then import profile, so you didn't have to muck about in those hidden folders.
That would be great.
Yep.
All right, thank you very much. We got to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 20 minutes after the hour. We are Sound Bites on Member Supported. Member Supported. Member Supported. Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on Member Supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. Before we go back to the phones, I just want to remind everyone. Well, first, I want to thank Carl, who was kind enough to make a pledge. Thank you very much, Carl, for your generous pledge. We are very, very happy, and we'll be talking to Carl in just a moment. But before that, you have the opportunity to join him. We are in the middle of a pledge drive, and look, we don't ask for a great deal of money every year. We're looking at $50,000 as our goal, and that's nothing in this day
and that's
age.
Where we've stayed since the time we've been here.
Yep.
I mean, Rob has not had to raise the price up at all. He runs it on a very slim budget and does one heck of a job not getting public funds like other radio stations do, because we're nonprofit. So we don't get the government grants and all this other stuff. We rely on you folks. We give up our time. You've got three computer experts here, folks, that we give up every Saturday. And we're coming up on 27 years this coming Labor Day.
Just
around the corner. And we answer your questions week after week. And we come to you only twice a year asking you for your help and your support. Because we don't get paid for this.
What?
Yeah, you didn't get the memo 5 years ago? It's coming snail mail.
Okay.
Literally, snail.
Snail mail.
Yeah.
And they stopped during the winter, so I got a while.
He's frozen somewhere.
But Dave is right. We need your help. This station does not exist in a vacuum. There isn't, I get it. You listen and you think, screw it, somebody else will step up.
Yeah.
I don't have to. There is nobody else. That's a simple fact. If you want this show to continue on the air, you need to step up. It's your turn. And for those of you who are listening to the podcast, and there are hundreds of you, by the way, who listen to the podcast, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And just at the bottom under comments, say it's for Soundbites. That's all you need to do. And I know you'll put it off, and then it'll go by, and then you won't feel guilty anymore. You know why you feel guilty? Because you're too cheap to pledge. So get on the phone, get on the website, make the call, make the pledge. It just takes a couple of minutes of your time, and then you can be smug as you listen to us and hear us say, make the call, make the pledge, 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415.
You brought up a good point, though, before. Rob went out on a limb. What folks don't realize, this is a jazz station. Jazz. It's not, these other top 40s or anything else. It's a jazz station. And again, we're a nonprofit. He went out on a limb back many years ago. 7 years ago now? Seven, 8 years ago. And asked us to come to this station. Gave us a Saturday afternoon, prime time, Saturday from 12 to 2. He could have other jazz or some other music here. This is the only talk show that you will find on this station.
Right.
Because he was with us before and knew we had a good product, that folks love it. They support it. They come out every time. That's why we've been around this lot and support and show how much they appreciate it by stepping up to the plate and pledging. Whether we were at the other stations or here, you got to take the time and do this. Because like Nick said, we could be gone. He could get some other program in here, or he could just fill it with canned music.
Any program that makes money.
Yeah.
And the reason, and we hate to be crass about it, but this station doesn't run on unicorn farts. We need you people to make the pledge and make the call. Unless, of course, you don't care about this show, in which case, why are you listening?
Exactly.
But if you care about the show, if you like what you hear, if you want to see it continue, there's only one way to make that happen, and that's to make the call.
make the pledge like our friend Carl did, and we're going to talk to him right now from Pottstown, PA. Hi, Carl. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Peachy. Thanks. What's up?
I have a question about the menu bar at the top of Internet Explorer. You know, the file, edit, view, favorites, tools,
yeah.
and help bar. Is there any way that you can configure Google Chrome web browser to have that same type of menu bar at the top of the screen, or is that not possible in Google Chrome?
Oh, that's a lovely question. There used to be a setting for, what did they call it? Give me a second. Something about system, doggone it.
I have it on my Mac.
Oh, good.
No, I have the menu on my Mac built in.
It's always on.
So why would they not give you that menu? Now, Apple has done some things like that on some of their programs too. With laptops being and tablets being so popular, screens are so small, they're trying to obscure and hide things that a lot of people don't need. But they should make it at least toggleable so you can turn it back on if you
want. Yeah, they used to, and I think they've taken it away and all that. Oh, Chris, I don't know why. I know what you're asking, and I know everybody wants it. A lot of people want it. I don't know. I have no idea. Although, like I said, it used to be there, and it may well still be there, but...
Too deep in the preferences?
Too deep in the preferences for me to find quickly.
Okay, well, I'll just keep playing with it and see if I could come up with anything.
And are you on... you're on Windows?
Yes. Yeah. Windows 7.
Yeah. Okay, menu
in the
bar.
Chrome menu. Oh, that's just bookmarks. Go to the hamburger menu and choose view bookmarks. But what if you want to show the file menu and not just your bookmarks?
Right. That's what we're looking for. The question is not, you can find your bookmarks. You can find your bookmarks, yes. But what about the file edit view menu? No, that's bookmarks again. Everybody's got an answer for bookmarks. Sorry. I don't have an answer for you right off the top of my head. I don't believe it exists anymore.
But keep listening.
Okay,
maybe someone else will find it.
Trying anyway.
Yep.
I'm going to keep looking at this to see if I can find anything.
All right, thanks. And if you do, let us know.
I will. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah, it's... Microsoft is trying to, no, Microsoft, Google is trying to make the experience exactly the same across all operating systems. It's different on the Mac because the Mac has a separate, because the menu is not part of the window.
Right, the OS handles the menus.
It's part of the OS, and so it will always be different. But the window itself will be similar on every operating system.
Let's see. On August 2015, someone answered it's in the hamburger menu.
Yeah, but they're actually talking about the bookmarks.
No, they said the file edit view, and then the bookmark bar is also there as well.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Crazy.
So bookmarks bar is definitely there.
What if you turn that on? Maybe you also get the file menu?
Nope, I got bookmarks bar on. All right, we'll ignore this.
What is it, about config, is it?
That about you get help, there's about help.
Well, and to get all the extra settings.
Yeah.
And then in that settings thing, there's a search for settings.
Right, you can go to chrome://config.
Yeah, that's it.
Or maybe not. That's interesting.
Settings on mine.
Settings. There it is, Chrome settings. I did that already. I searched for settings.
Yeah.
That's the same as pulling down the menu, the hamburger bar.
But sometimes there's extra settings in there. There's show advanced settings or something.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's certainly not showing up under any of the keywords that I know. But we'll keep looking for it. In the meantime, we're back to the phones. Our next caller is Wayne from Henrietta, New York. Welcome, Wayne. What's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, I love Windows 10, and I have long been a supporter of Microsoft, but this time they really went too far with the forced upgrade.
Yeah.
And especially those of us who I mean, it's bad for everybody, but especially those of us who run a home-based business. I've upgraded 3 machines, and I've held back 1 machine running Windows 8.1 because we have a client application. Certain features of WebEx are not Windows 10 compatible.
Yep.
And I know there's several other applications out there where that's the case. Mm-hmm. And but I want to just point out a couple things on how to avoid it.
Yeah, Microsoft did publish a tech note on how to turn off the automatic Windows 10 update, and no one read it.
Yeah,
which
but
no one ever reads
changed
tech notes.
It again.
Yeah.
And so it's now a recommended update, which is the default in Windows, most versions of Windows. So that needs to be turned off, and then you have to monitor each update and make sure that you read all the cryptic yep. messages and try to avoid this. Actually have, I know there's a, what is that thing you mentioned on, there's a special control panel you can install.
Yeah, the GSX, GWX, get Windows 10. There's a third-party control panel that you can install to turn off all the update features and warn you if it changes.
Right.
And then Microsoft published their own method of doing it internally as well.
Right, and using a group policy editor, which I did. And it's the little invitation is popped up back up in the system tray on that machine. So it's very annoying. And on that... website that you just mentioned, I keep forgetting the name,
GSX?
Get.
GSX.
GWX.
GWX.
Get Windows 10.
Yeah. Anyway, there was a discussion on his website a couple days ago that it's changed again, and so he's looking into it. So beware.
Yeah, Microsoft is determined to get everybody up to Windows 10. And they are making it very hard to not do so.
Right.
So and in terms of companies like WebEx, they truly need to get off the stick.
Right.
You know, there's nothing else to say about that.
It's been a year.
It's
already.
Been a year.
More
for
than
Pete's
a year
sake.
Since the developer relations first right. started coming out.
Right. And the one thing I want to point out that if you do get to the point where the upgrade starts, and there was a discussion with Andrew Zarian from What the Tech podcast.
Yeah, I did. But
yeah.
And there's a dialogue box, and I grabbed a copy of the dialogue box, and I'll post it in your forum. But the dialogue box is very tricky, and it'll say, "Thanks for reserving. Your Windows 10 upgrade is here." And I've annotated a dialog box. They give 2 options. One is okay, which keeps the current schedule, so they usually schedule it a couple days later.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you another option, upgrade now. So you have okay or upgrade now. But if you read the fine print underneath, like about halfway in the middle of that dialog box, it says click here in small letters to change upgrade schedule or cancel the scheduled upgrade. So you have to read that very carefully. If you just click okay, it's going to...
Yeah.
and.
Yeah,
or if you, I think if you click the red X to close the dialog box, it'll still maintain the schedule. So
yep.
if you,
oh yeah, definitely. It's not you're not changing anything to that.
Right. So it'll happen later.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to read that very carefully if you get to that point. Yep. But it's already downloaded it, and if you're on a metered system, it's already spent. You know, accrued the time to download it.
Yeah.
And
right.
you know, I've been a long supporter of Windows 10. I love Windows 10, but they've really carried it too far, and it's really annoying. And I'm trying desperately to keep it off the system that I know that it's going to cause issues on.
Yep. Yep. Well, good luck.
Yeah. All right. Well, can I just mention one thing? I called about a month ago about the fan power-up screaming fan issue. And
oh, yeah.
as it turns out, there was an extra chassis fan connected to power directly. Not connected to a chassis fan connector, so the speed was not monitored.
Oh, there you go.
And so I thought it might have been an issue where if the machine was cold, I even put the machine, when it was cold the other day, I even put it outside for a few minutes and brought it in and started up, and it didn't have the problem. So that had to be what it is. So I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Have fun.
Yeah, and we've talked about this for a while, and every time it hits the news when Microsoft changes the wording or changes it, as we had mentioned, from optional to recommended, it's something you have to read when you're looking at dialog boxes, and it goes for any program, not just Windows 10, and any platform, you know, Mac and Linux too. Read those dialog boxes. And that's how a lot of malware gets into your computer. We could almost consider Windows 10 malware.
Yeah, right. But
hey, read the dialog boxes, understand them. If you don't understand them, you know, try to find someone who does. And that's one of the reasons we're here, is we'll help you understand them.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 41 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Soundbites and the Truly Great. And pay attention to this solely member supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 45 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we'd like to thank Rich for his donation to this station for becoming a member of Jazz 90.1. Rich actually pledged online, and you can too. It's really simple. We are in the middle of a pledge drive. So far, you couldn't tell it from our calls. But we are in the middle of a pledge drive.
It's pathetic.
We only come to you twice a year. But we come to you twice a year and ask for your support in keeping this station on the air. Our hope has been that you care enough about this show to want to see it continue. The problem, of course, is that so many of you have not pledged. But we'll keep hoping that some of you will find it within your hearts to become members of this Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families. There are multiple ways you can do that. You can call us at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. You can also call us toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Those of you who are listening to the podcast and have not had the opportunity to call in during the show, despair not. You can still call in and tell the person it's for Soundbites. You can also pledge online and at the bottom in the comments say it's for Soundbites. We would love to have you become a member of this station. We are one of only a handful, and by that I mean fewer than 10, stations left in the world that do what we do. And for you to not appreciate that saddens us considerably. We'd very much like to have you become a member of the station to make a pledge to keep this station on the air. Rochester, New York is a home for jazz, and it is the home for Soundbites. And if you have any pride at all in this city, in this station, in this show, you will want to keep it alive. And you can do so by making the call and making the pledge. When you call, if you'd like to become a Jazz-O-Matic member, you can do that. It's very easy. Again, you can do it with the same phone call or the same online pledge, and all you have to do is decide to pledge $10 or more a month. It gets automatically deducted, and you can quit at any time. When you call, you can certainly ask about the levels of membership. They start at $35 and go up to $1,000, and there are T-shirts, Soundbites T-shirts, Soundbites short-sleeve polos, Soundbites caps, Jazz 90.1 tote bags, and of course, the great Jazz 90.1 card, the membership card, the diner,
club.
They got a lot of great something like that.
But you know, the other thing I think folks that especially listen to this show have just gotten very complacent.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we have been here, you know, for going on 27, what was going on in the studio, for the, you know, the past coming up on 27 years, they just take it for granted. Oh, yeah, they're there. And they turn us on. They just listen to us just like any other show. And they forget, you know, all the information in that, because they might, during listening to the show, all said, oh, I got to write that down, or I got to do that. And they're helpful tips that save them a tech call.
Yep.
You know, especially if somebody had, they had to take their computer in or have somebody come to the house, it would cost them a lot more. But again, we're just taken for granted. Because, yeah, we're there every Saturday, you know, 12 o'clock. Folks know that they can tune in, and we're there answering computer questions, and they pick up different bits of information. Well, how important, how valuable is that information to you, and are you willing to pay for it? Not even a lot. There is no wrong amount.
If you want to call and pledge $10, you want to call and pledge $25, you want to call and pledge $15, perfect.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We don't care. It just, you know, very helpful if you just pick up the phones and, like Nick was saying on the Jazz-O-Matic, you can have $5, $10, whatever dollars, I forget the minimum.
Minimum is $10.
$10 come out a month. You spend that more on that, you know, for coffee during the week. You know, at the vending machines at work and everything else. So, you know, $10, you're not going to hurt that much, but by the end of the year, you know, that's $120 that you've given, and it's tax deductible.
Yep. And every penny counts. Like we've said, we don't get any of the other funding. If it ain't you, it ain't nobody, and that's simply the way that works. In addition, we have not been raising what we need for a very long time. Certainly all the time we've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, that means that the couple of people who are actually employees here, and it's very, very, very few, have not had a raise in years. Yeah. And that's, honestly, that's kind of all on you. You need to make the call and make the pledge.
And support the station.
Right. We want to thank Bert for his generous donation. Thank you, Bert. And we want to thank Dennis for his very generous donation as well. Thank you both. We're very appreciative. It's people like you who make us glad we're doing this show and who make it a joy to come in here every Saturday. We also don't get paid, apparently, Dave tells me. And
I told you, you should have seen the memo. Maybe you deleted it.
I just must have hit my spam folder. Everything from
probably
everything from Rob hits my spam folder. So. but we don't, as I honestly said, we don't get paid here. We don't have any money coming to us at all. We do this because we think this information is important to get out to you. We think this information is stuff you need to have. And if you think so too, then help us keep this show on the air. This show will not, in fact, be on the air if we don't bring in enough money to justify being on this station. Hate to be crass, that's the way this works. This is the real world, people. It's not unicorn farts and squirrel love. It's real world.
Guess what? I believe we're down to 7 jazz stations in the world.
Yeah.
Or at least the U.S.
No, the world.
That's what I thought. But you know what? The other thing that gets me, and you know, we've said this countless times, the number of folks, because it's coming up, it's a little bit later this year. And what I'm talking about is the Jazz Fest. And the Jazz Fest will be coming later in June, almost to July 4th. But it's, again, packed with a lot of great artists. They moved it farther into the end of the month. Because of the way the other, Rob was explaining to me, because of the way the other artists and jazz fests happen, by putting us there, we can pull in more and better talent. I mean, it's outstanding what we have now, but we can tap into even that much more. And for the folks that, well, I'm not big into jazz. If that's the attitude you have about the Jazz Fest, boy, you are missing out on a lot of great entertainment. Because you've got to literally go down that whole list and listen. You can YouTube just about any artist that's on that list and listen to the music. And you know what? It's not all jazz.
And you'll probably find artists you do know making jazz albums.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's Soul Stew, the one group that I love. They've been coming for 5 years, and I go every Thursday night. They've become a standard on Thursday nights down on this right there on Gibbs Street. It's a free concert. They're an R&B group.
Yeah.
And if you sit there, if you can sit during their music, I give you a lot of credit, because 99% of the crowd is standing and just moving in their, you know, right in place, because it's such great music. The city comes alive. You can go down there. It's a great time, a safe venue. I have never seen a fight break out once in all the years that I've ever been down there. Folks are down there just to have a good time, enjoy good music. And the folks that come by there, stop by.
Grace Potter will be there. Chris Botti, Chick Corea, Greg Allman.
Yeah,
will be there. Erykah Badu will be there. Come on, people. These are amazing acts, and they're all here locally.
But here's the other thing. This station gives away passes.
Yep.
But you know what? If we don't get the money, we can't do that.
Because the station won't be here.
Yeah. We offer a lot of good talent, you know, that comes to the city, and we make you aware of it, broadening your horizons. And quite often, Rob can get, you know, or Derek can get tickets, and we offer them up to our listeners.
Yep.
Without having to do all this other fancy stuff and everything else, you know, right? Instead of, you know, no. You call it, if he says, I got two tickets, he's doing this or that, boom, they're yours. You don't have to do a song and dance routine or anything else, because we love our listeners, and we realize that we're only here because of you folks. You don't support the station? It's very easy. Like Nick said, we're gone.
We're gone. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to joke about the polka dots and the polka show before us and what they take in and everything else. The reality is we'll never catch them.
No.
You know, the simple fact is this. Their average listener age is about three times our average listener age. And they're still whooping our tails. The people who listen to that show care about that show.
They are dedicated listeners and supporters.
Passionately, far more than you care about us. And they make that known by pledging each time. We'd love to feel the love from you folks. So if you want to make a call, make the pledge. Again, it doesn't have to be a lot of money. It can be as much as or as little as you can afford. And the numbers are 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We've taken in very, very little money so far today. Only five people, Don and Carl and Rich and Bert and Dennis, have been kind enough and generous enough and caring enough to become members. We'd love to have you join them. It takes less than 2 minutes out of your life. And you can stop feeling annoyed that we're pledging and start feeling smug that you are clearly one of the very select few who is a member of this station, who is a member of the Soundbites family, and who takes what we do to heart and actually cares that we're here every week giving free advice to everybody. I've often thought, how much richer would I be if I carried around my little Square or PayPal thing, and every time somebody asked me a computer question, I charged them a couple of bucks? The fact is, they would just walk away.
Oh, yeah.
They would not, to them, it's just not worth anything to get an answer. So instead, we'll let them take it to a shop and pay 40 or 50 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly acceptable to me if that's how you want to spend your money. Or they live with the problem and just get annoyed all the time.
Did I tell you one night on my Thursday night show, I had somebody call and wanted to ask me a quick computer question?
Yeah.
It's like, no! So I know the folks are out there that enjoy this show and value our opinions and our advice, because we've been doing it so long.
This morning I picked up the donuts, and the guy coming out as I was going in held the door open. He said, hey, you're Nick Francesco. You're one of the smartest people I know. Except, of course, you need to get out more. But the fact is, he's clearly a listener of the show. Why has he not called in the pledge? I don't know. I get people who stop me all the time. Every once in a while, I'll say something along the lines of, I'm sorry, I'm in church. But other than that, I will be happy to answer their computer questions. I don't charge them, and yet when it comes to something like this where we ask you to step up and be counted, you do not. And that kind of, as I said, that saddens me. It saddens all of us. If you just want to be leeches, that's your business. We want you to pledge. We want you to be active and useful members of this particular show and this particular family. We need you to be part of our family and to help keep this show and this station on the air. It would be so sad to have to come to you at some point and say it's our last show. The station's going off the air, or the show is going off the air, and we're sorry. We tried to keep it alive, but we couldn't do it without you, and you didn't step up. So step up. Make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, if you don't like talking to humans, and who does, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It takes, assuming you're a normal typist, it takes less than 2 minutes out of your life, whichever way you go, and we would be honored and delighted if you would be part of the crew. That music tells us you wasted an hour of your life at this. If you're on the line, please stay on the line. We will get to you when we come back. If you're not on the line, well, you know why, and you could join us. First, make the pledge, particularly now. We're in a little hiatus for the next 4 or 5 minutes. Make the call, make the pledge. We'll be back with a whole nother hour of Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. Don't take this for granted, but we are sound bites on the truly great and solely member-supported, that's right, solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. You people keep us alive, or you kill us. That's your choice. Make it. Make the call. Make the pledge. We'll be back in a few more minutes.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And Steve Ray is actually on the phone taking the pledge, we're delighted to say. I can't see the clock anymore because now I'm using Windows.
It's 104.
It's sound bites. And you know, here's the thing. We'll get to the calls in just a minute. So Bert is on the line. Please stay on the line, Bert. But I want to thank Gerd, who was kind enough to call and make a very generous donation. We would also like to remind you, and I won't say the name of the show, but one of the other shows on this station has had to cut back. It's time because they just are not bringing in money, the time will be filled with a company that does bring in the money. We'd also like to thank Val for a generous donation. And Lynn, for a very generous donation. Thanks to all of you. excuse me, I beg your pardon. Let me have that last one back. I didn't get an amount for that one. All right, there we go. Thank you. And we'd like to thank all of you for your generous pledges. It's you people who keep this show on the air and who will keep us at 2 hours if you call in at 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you do not make the call, if you do not call in, then we may be cut back or cut off. That is not just a possibility, but we've seen it happen with other shows. So if you don't want it to happen to us, then you need to make the call. In the meantime, we will talk to Bert from Palmyra, New York. Oh, I'm sorry, Bert.
We right now.
No, that's Bert right there. Bert, we apparently accidentally hung up on him. One of the things, of course, is this station was never designed for a call-in show. We are the only call-in show here. Hiya, Bert. What's up?
Hey. Listen, great show as always. And, yeah, I want to jump on the bandwagon and encourage anybody listening to just send in a few bucks for Pete's sake. It doesn't have to be much. Anything helps.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Bert.
Yep. Real quick question. I remember back Windows 8, I think it was, would not allow anyone to add an OS to the hard drive of a new computer. Is 10 doing anything like that?
Dual boot. Yeah. Can you dual boot Windows 10?
You can dual boot Windows 10, but it uses a new bootloader, so you have to use a program, an operating system that understands the new Windows 10 bootloader and can deal with it. So you can do it, for example, with the latest versions of Ubuntu and a couple of others, not everything quite yet.
It's the UEFI thing.
It's the UEFI thing. Yeah. And so it's doable, but it requires a whole convoluted set of nonsense. Steve's going to post a link.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Okay. People pledge. Give them a hand here. Yeah, it's true. The German show that follows these guys has cut back like an hour and a half of his scheduling. They can't say it, but I can. It's a shame. It's a great radio show. If you're listening, give them some help. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Gerd.
Yep, bye.
It saddens us that that has to be. It's a problem for the folks themselves. And certainly for all of their fans. But you know what? If it has to be, it has to be. There's got to be a point at which the station wants to stay on the air. If they have to fight for their lives, they have to fight for their lives. Somebody's got to be thrown out of the sled. It's the way it works.
It's just the way it goes, yeah.
And if you don't bring in the money, you get thrown off the sled. I'm sorry. I really hate to put it that way, but it is that way, and that's the way the world works. Get over yourself.
Well, that's why a lot of other jazz stations have had to leave, too, is because they just couldn't get the funding and the support to keep going.
That's right. If you can't get the support, you got to go somewhere else. Certainly one of the places several of them have gone is right-wing talk. So there's more of those on the air as we go along, and that is what that is. Please make the call, make the pledge, 585-966-5299. For those of you who are listening outside the 585 area code, and I know there's 100 of you listening because I can see the stream, 1-800-790-0415. You would think that out of 100 people listening on the stream, 100 people, that just 10 of you would make the call and make the pledge. So far, it's zero.
No, we don't know. Some of the people.
Well, all right. Yes, that's true. We've got Carl. Carl called in.
Let's assume that everyone that pledged is listening.
That's true. That's very true. And some of them will be listening on the stream.
I'm an optimist.
Right. Well done. Well done, you. I'm generally an optimist, but I get worn down, and I admit it.
Pragmatist?
What?
A pragmatist?
Or just an unrealistic dreamer.
I hope to be optimistic, but I know I'm usually wrong.
Yeah. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is James from Rochester, New York. Hi,
yes,
James.
I have a question for you. On Internet Explorer, you can go on a page and you can right-click, and a box comes up. It says, like, email with Windows Live, all accelerators. And my question is, it used to go to Outlook, and I can't get on that page anymore. Did they change something?
Yes.
Oh, they did.
They are sending people. They're changing the name all the time. It's the same program. It's the same. They've changed the look of the website, but they're constantly changing the way the page they send you to.
Because on the page I go to, it says, oops, something went wrong, and you can't, it's not there no more.
What version of Internet Explorer are you using?
The latest. What is it, 11 or whatever?
And what version of Windows are you using?
Eight.
Well, that should send you to the right page then, shouldn't it?
It certainly ought to, yes.
No, I haven't been able to get on there anymore. If they did anything?
Well, no, I don't, but I'm also looking. Now, you're talking about Microsoft Edge or Internet Explorer?
Internet Explorer.
Yeah, I don't have that, I'm afraid. There may be a place you can set in the settings that you can set what spot you go to. I know that...
I've set programs and defaults.
Right. excuse me.
I have Windows Live Mail also. But I don't know, is this Outlook a different program when you right-click on it?
Well, Outlook and Outlook Express are two different programs also. Outlook comes with Microsoft Office.
I don't have that. I just have whatever.
Then you don't have Outlook. So you may have Outlook Express, which used to come with Windows, and that was replaced and renamed Windows Live Mail.
Yeah, I used to have both. They must have taken it away.
For a while there was no built-in mail program, and you had to download Thunderbird or use webmail.
Mm-hmm.
I am finding an article at Microsoft on how to change your mail client for Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer 11?
Looks like going back to 3, 4, 5, 8, 10.
Yeah, Roadrunner mail is Windows Live Mail.
Yeah, so it should take you to that program. Well, the other confusion is there's a program called Windows Live Mail, and there's a website called Windows Live Mail.
Well, I have that's where I get my email.
Yeah.
With Roadrunner.
Right. So you're actually on Roadrunner.com, and you want to open Live Mail.
Are you using the Live Mail application or the Live Mail website?
That's where I get my email. I don't know.
Okay.
Do you click on Internet Explorer to get your mail, or do you click on a Live Mail icon?
Live Mail icon.
So he has a separate app.
So you ought to be able to go into settings, and somewhere in Live Mail will be the option to make it your default email program.
And there's also a setting in Windows called Default Programs.
All right, I'll check both of those. I wasn't sure what the difference was with this Outlook and...
Microsoft is making it even more confusing because there's the Outlook program that comes with Microsoft Office,
mm-hmm.
and then there's Outlook.com, which is their latest web-based email solution, which used to be Live.com, which used to be Hotmail.com.
Only thing I liked was easy to send... that page, because I can just right-click it.
Yeah.
Right. You should be able to do that again. We have a link that will show you how to do that, but really it's pretty simple. Click the Start button, click Default Programs, click Set Your Default Programs, find the one you want to use, in your case, that Live Mail program, and then click Set This Program as the Default. Click your OK your way out, and you're done.
Okay, I'll do that. Do you also put a link on it?
Yeah, he's putting the link up right now.
Okay, thank you.
So give him a couple minutes, it'll be there.
Thanks.
Sure. I want to thank the people who have just called in. I'm very, very delighted to say that Andy has called in with a generous pledge. And Scott, our friend Scott, always calls in with a very generous pledge. Thank you. Patricia has called in with a pledge. Edward has called in with a pledge. Thanks to all of you. This is the sort of thing. Oh, Brad and Diana have called in with a pledge. Thank you all. This is the kind of thing that makes me happy. Thank you. It is good to know that people value this program, care for this program, want to see this program
see the value
continue,
with it.
And see the value in it. So please, those of you who have not called in, search deep in your hearts. Do you want to see this program continue? Do you want to see us providing this kind of information for 2 hours every Saturday, whether we want to be here, I mean, rain or shine? And the only way we can do that is with your help. So please make the call, make the pledge. It's 585 866-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We need you to do that. We need you to do it now, and we need you to help us keep this show and keep this station on the air.
Say, I tried to go to live.com, and I get an error message that the Microsoft Exchange data storage database was not found.
Oh, so there's something wrong at their end. That's the problem there today. All right. So, in fact, it's unlikely to be Bert's problem. It's more likely to be Microsoft's problem. But there's a shocker.
How can Microsoft Mail be down? Let's try Outlook.com and see if that's working. So, yeah, part of the problem is Microsoft keeps renaming everything.
Right.
Oh, so Outlook.com is forwarding to Outlook.live.com. So now...
So, yeah.
And it still doesn't work.
So, Bert, clearly it was not your fault. The problem is not you. The problem is... Well, that's really interesting.
He should be able to open his internal mail program when he wants to send mail. So what I think it happened is the setting in Microsoft's, notorious, the setting changed and is trying to open Windows Live webmail instead of Windows Live application mail.
Right, and Windows Live webmail is at the moment down. Something went wrong. That's nothing you can fix, Bert. That's going to have to be fixed. That's going to have to be fixed by Microsoft themselves. Back to the phones. Our next caller is Gerd from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Gerd. What's up? From Victor, New York. Sorry.
That's all right. Listen, I got an old desktop HP Compact DX2200 Professional, and I don't want to turn it on. How do I change over to another format, Ubuntu or whatever you suggest?
Well, you're going to have to turn it on in order to do that.
Right, I'm aware of that.
But the way this works is this. What you do is on some other machine, you download the Ubuntu software.
Okay.
Whether you're using Ubuntu, Kubuntu, Xubuntu.
Yeah, so first question, decide which Linux software you want to use.
Right, decide which version you want to use and then download that.
Do you suggest?
All the versions of Ubuntu are nice. For me, the best one is Xubuntu. Hold on, we got to take a quick break. Gerd, stay on the line and we will come back and finish answering this question. After we take a quick break with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, Gerd from Victor, New York, and you, it is 19 minutes after the hour. We're Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we have Gerd on the line. Gerd, you still there?
Yes, I am.
There you go. Steve has posted a link to which version to the various different versions of Ubuntu. If you have an older machine, which I assume this Compaq is.
Yes, it is.
With a slower video card, et cetera, I might suggest either Xubuntu or Lubuntu, both of which have very lightweight front ends. I personally use Xubuntu on everything because it's just ludicrously fast in terms of its graphic front end because it doesn't do some of the sexy things that the other ones do. But that means that on older laptops or older desktops, it runs much faster.
Okay.
But whichever version you pick... it's fairly easy. You either burn a CD or you put it on a USB. And when you go to do the download, there'll be instructions on how to do all of this. And then you turn on your HP Compaq, and the first thing you want to do is go into the BIOS and make sure that it will boot from the USB or the probably on that HP Compact, it probably won't boot from the. There probably be no option in the BIOS to boot from USB. You'll have to do it to a CD. Yeah,
it might be called Legacy.
It might. But once you do that, then let the boot process happen, and the first thing it'll do is it'll boot. If you're booting from the CD, it will take forever because CDs are notoriously slow.
Okay.
But once it's booted, you'll see the standard Ubuntu desktop, whichever version you pick, Xubuntu, for example.
Okay.
And there'll be an icon on the desktop that says something along the lines of install.
Okay.
And then you double-click that. It'll say, really? And you say yes, and you follow the bouncing prompts. And then you reboot, and magic has happened, and you're in Ubuntu.
And one of the options you'll probably get is if you want to erase your hard drive or if you want to dual boot.
Right. And in your particular case, I suspect the hard drive is also small enough that erasing Windows is probably a better choice anyway.
Okay.
So
excellent.
There you go.
Well, if I have any problems, I'll take it in.
There you go. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. We also want to thank Brent for becoming the latest member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families. We have been saying all day, we are in the middle of a pledge drive, and we would love it if you would join us and become a member. Oh, Brent. We want to thank all those of you who joined in, who became members. We're never going to catch the polka guys, even though their membership is much older than ours, and not as
more loyal supporters.
Well, more loyal. They know that if they don't support the show, it goes off the air, as happened to at least one other show, on this station. So we don't want that to happen to us. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about it.
Uh-uh.
Only you can do something about it. And what you do is you make a pledge, become a member, join the Soundbites family. 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And again, for those of you who are listening to us on the podcast, if you call in or pledge online, make sure you note that it is for Soundbites, so that we get the credit, because let's face it, we want to stay on the air. We want to continue to bring you.
Well, it just gives Rob more credence to, keep our show here.
That's exactly right.
And by you doing that, making the little notation, I know it only takes a couple extra seconds, but, he knows that our audience is out there strong. They appreciate what we do and they value it.
Yep. And while Rob cares about us and was kind enough to give us a place here, he answers to his board. The station is driven by a board and they don't care. They want to know how they are going to keep this station running. And they do it by having shows that will, in fact, bring in pledge drive dollars. And that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. There should be nobody listening to us who suddenly thinks, really?
Yeah, really.
Right. So that's the point of a pledge drive. While you people love the computers and you love to listen to us spew forth every week, the board really just looks at the bottom line. And the bottom line is how many pledges, how much money was brought in. So the only way that works is if you actually make the call and if you actually make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And we're going to talk to Barb from Irondequoit, New York. Hiya, Barb. What's up?
Hi. I just downloaded Outlook for my mail because I was having problems with Thunderbird.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to get on the Roadrunner website to get it through webmail, but on my laptop I could not. And so I downloaded Outlook. But now, is there a way to transfer my address book from Thunderbird into Outlook?
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
We're thinking.
Can you go a little farther than
there's
yes?
There's an export.
Oh,
yes, it can be done. How's that?
Yes, Barb. Okay.
There should be an export command, and we're frantically Googling it.
Yeah, so in Thunderbird, there is an export command.
And it said to put it into a file. And I should have.
But what I usually do, Barb, just as a little hint, as to, you know, when it says it wants to export it, I usually always export files, especially if I'm going to use them right away, out to the desktop. That way they're easier to find. So if I'm going to, you know, like you're doing, you're exporting it from one program, you're importing it to another. When I export, I'd say, all right, go ahead, export it. Here's the name, out to my desktop.
Which I did, and then, it exported it as a CSV file.
Yeah, there's the problem. I was about to say the format you have to use is the LDIF format.
LDIF format, okay.
Right. LDIF, and that is that is the format that Outlook Express uses, frankly, or that Outlook uses. And so that's the format that Thunderbird needs to use as well.
Okay. So what I would do then would export from Thunderbird into, and I would choose that LDIF format.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I go into address book.
Right.
And then choose the LDIF format.
Correct. Right. You got it.
Okay. And see, I did that, and it just did not seem to. I opened it up. I don't know. I'll have to play around with it more, I guess.
When you import them, I believe they used to at least go into a separate little section called imported
addresses. Yeah.
Or imported address book.
So you have to go into, once you get into Outlook, you'll see over there in addresses, you'll see the regular Outlook address book, and then you'll see something that says import.
Right.
You just click on that, and you're going to see all your names. You're going to have to grab all those and drag them up to my address, the regular address book.
Okay.
And if the LDIF doesn't work, you can try doing a vCard or VCS, because that's the internet.
Which is not CVS, it's VCS.
Yeah, video card, virtual card. And since that's the internet standard, Microsoft won't use it.
Right.
But I'm seeing pictures here that Outlook can do vCard or VCS. VCS is a calendar. VCF.
As in Frank.
Yeah, virtual card format is the internet standard for transporting address book cards between programs.
So and when you say card, is it something that this is a very, I made a big boo-boo, bought a little cheap computer at HP just about a year ago. Doesn't have a lot of memory or anything in it, but at this point it worked well, and I'm going to keep it until we can get something else. Sure. But is it something that when you talk about a VCF card, is it something that needs to be inserted?
No. It's the name they use, because originally there was a program that made them look like business cards on screen.
Which is analogous back to the physical business cards you had in your Rolodex.
Right, so they called it the virtual card.
Oh, okay.
That's all. That's all. That you can just ignore that nonsense.
Okay, all right, well, I'll try it again. Thank you very much.
Let us know.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And sometimes you can take this as a sign that you need to clean out your address book.
Yeah.
Just wait for people to email you in and then add them back into your address book.
Right. And in fact, I know in Thunderbird, you can automatically add addresses, people who email you.
They finally fixed that in the iPad. You can now edit your address book on the iPad.
Well, that's nice.
So you can delete misspellings.
Yeah.
So if you misspelled somebody's address, it always remembered that misspelling.
I had a friend who no one ever received a response from him. And it turns out that he had put a comma instead of a period in the .com.
Yeah.
And, of course, most of the time, the return address comes up as a name, not...
Mm-hmm.
So you had to actually look at the address in the address book. And generally, that's also so small, most people can't see the difference anyway.
Right.
But once we fixed that for him, life became much nicer.
And usually a comma means I'm starting a new person.
Right.
That also makes me think something I read this week about domain names, like the, what do they call them, basically typographic domain name errors. There was a big mess this week. Netflix.co, so if you forgot to type the M, was a malware site.
Excellent.
That if you misspell a domain name, you'll get whoever registered that name. And so the bad guys have started registering misspellings of company names and registering them in different countries. CO is Colombia, I think. And people were getting hit by this. So now when you as a business come up with a domain name, you have to also register misspellings of your name to make sure people can get to you. Find other top-level domains that people might accidentally get. It's a big mess. You know, it's very easy to misspell addresses, which makes me think Googling the address is the best idea. It always annoys me when I see simple Googling an address instead of going to the address.
Right.
But in fact, for a while, Google said their number one search term was yahoo.com.
Right,
people
right,
will
right.
search for it instead of just going there. I can see that now, and in the Google search especially, they have taken a big thing about checking the URLs, checking the websites before you go there, making sure the security is up to date, making sure it's not a known malicious site. So that's pretty decent.
Yeah. All right. Excuse me. Let me get the. We want to thank Gregory for his generous donation. Thank you, Gregory. We're honored and delighted, as always, to welcome folks to the Jazz 90.1 family or to welcome their additional pledges. And as always, you don't have to just pledge. You can give us an additional pledge, which frankly just makes me feel better and also gives money to the station. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Paul from Brighton, New York. Welcome, Paul. What's up?
Yeah, for the longest time I've been using Firefox, but it's become increasingly slow, and I started to use Chrome, and I find it much faster.
Yep.
Is there a reason for this? I mean, when I say slow on Firefox, I mean unacceptably slow. It was almost non-functional sometimes, and just not responsive, whereas Chrome just, you know, almost pops right up going from page to page.
Well, there's a couple of reasons for something like that. One is the quality of the programmers and the languages that they use. There's also the fact that if you've got, I was about to say if you've got a massive number of bookmarks, that can slow it down. But it really doesn't, except when you're actually searching for bookmarks.
But if you have a lot of plugins or add-ons, especially old ones that you haven't updated in a while.
Right.
See, that was a joke forever, is that Firefox was the fast, lean browser to go against Internet Explorer, and everyone switched to it. And then Firefox got big and bloated because they kept adding more and more features and more plugins. And then Chrome came out as the lean, fast browser, and everyone switched to it. And so now it tends to alternate back and forth on who's a little bit faster to do this versus that.
Right, but every one of these systems does have the ability to add add-ons or plugins or whatever they're called in that particular browser. And the more of those you have, the slower your system will be. You can remove them or just disable them. Disabling them does much the same thing as removing them. Particularly if you have an older machine with less RAM, loading up any browser with a lot of extensions takes up just a lot of memory, so there will be a lot of swapping.
Yeah, if you launch Firefox with the Option key held down, it will disable all of your add-ons and extensions and see how fast it is then. And then you can start troubleshooting which extension it might be.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yep. Thanks.
All right.
Time for a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 42 minutes after the hour, Soundbites on the truly great, and as we're pointing out today, solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you in a couple minutes.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 46 minutes after the hour, let me thank Maxine and Donval for their donations. We very much appreciate it. We are delighted to know that some folks have called in, but not enough of you have called in. We need your help. The whole point of this station is that it is a public radio station, and that means the station was really built with a beautiful vision, which is that this is something that is run by the people and for the people. While we don't have elections and voting, we do in a sense, because you vote with your dollars. The shows that you want to keep on the air, you pledge for, and the shows that you want to see go away, as has happened to one or more of the shows that have been on this station over the years, you don't vote for them and they go away. And that's how this works. And we would like to stay. To be completely candid and honest about it, we would like to stay. But we can't make that happen, only you can. You need to make the call and make the pledge, 585-966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, look, I know that a lot of you listen to this show on the podcast, hundreds of you every week, hundreds of you every week. Why are you not pledging? Sure, I get it. I'll pledge later. I'm on my run now. I'll pledge when I get home. You know what? Now, you keep putting it off. You keep putting it off. You keep forgetting about it. You keep forgetting about it. Pretty soon, you'll have to find something else to listen to while you run. And I'm sorry, that's just the way that's going to happen. You keep us on the air or you don't. It's not up to us. It's not up to the station. It's not really even up to the board. It's up to you. If we are bringing in the dollars, we can stay on the air. You need to help us. You need to make that happen. You need to make the call and make the pledge. And if you're listening to us on the podcast, you can still call in this week. There will be people who will be happy to answer the phone and take your pledge. Trust me on this one. But if you would rather pledge online, easy enough to do, jazz901.org. Takes less than a couple of minutes. It's very secure. And in the bottom at the comments, just say it's for sound bites. We want to stay on this station. And the only way that happens is if you make the call, if you make the pledge and keep us on the air. There's no shortcut. There's no other way that that happens. It's got to be you. Do we have somebody waiting in the line? Did I miss
somebody? Yeah, Maxine.
Oh, Maxine. I'm so sorry, Maxine. Oh, duh.
There's no piece of paper.
I'm an idiot. I gave him back the piece of paper. That's my fault entirely. I had a little piece of paper here. Can you believe we still run on paper in this place? I had a little piece of paper in my hands, and I'm sitting here thinking, what am I talking all by myself? Yes, apparently I was. Sorry, Maxine. Go ahead. And thank you for your pledge, by the way.
You're fine. I'm cleaning out my basement, and you know my husband, Steve.
Yeah.
I've got 20 years of computer stuff, electronics, everything down there.
Sorry.
And I know where to get
rid
of them.
No, you're not.
But we've got floppies, DVDs, VHS tapes, and zip drives. Do you know where we can recycle them after we clean them off?
Generally speaking, the city holds a recycling day every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
I don't in my head.
There are several recycling companies around town. What town were you in?
I'm in Greece. I'm seeing someone takes floppies and DVDs and the zip drives.
Yeah, there's General Electronics Recycling. Maven Technology. I just Googled electronics recycling. Maven Technologies on Lyle.
Okay.
The Greater Rochester Computer Recycling on Denice Road. So that's pretty close. They're open till 3 today.
Because I looked at all their websites, and none of them are mentioning floppies and DVDs and the zip drives.
Oh, yeah. I get that. Well, the drives themselves, they'll take. But for most people, they don't really – there's nothing they can really recover from a floppy disk. If you're talking about floppy drives
right.
and DVD
no,
drives.
I'm talking about the discs. We've
yeah, there's nothing they can, just
so
build
just
a fort.
But I clean them out and trash them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I don't know if that is, if that's landfillable. What's the word I'm looking for?
That's what I'm wondering, too.
Well, that's why I was saying that for those, the city.
No, these are the floppy disks.
The physical disks themselves, give the recycling places a call and see what they do. That way, too.
Yeah, the only thing I'll be able to find online is a company that'll take it by the pound and you got to pay.
You pay them, yeah. But Greater Rochester Recycling, there's all e-waste.com.
Uh-huh.
That's the regional recycling, computer recycling company.
Okay.
They have offices in Victor and downtown.
Okay, yeah. And I just don't want to trash the stuff. It's all plastics and Mylar tape and stuff.
Yeah. So it's probably recyclable. Maybe put that in your regular recycling bin. Call your garbage company, too.
Okay.
But every now and then, most of the towns will have a recycling day.
Uh-huh. The electronics I can get rid of easy. There's all kinds of places to take those.
Then they might take the discs as well, just to recycle the plastics and stuff.
Okay. Thank you much.
Sure.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Have fun. Say hi to Steve.
Yeah, check your town website. See when their recycling days are. So usually what happens is the components get recycled and sold off, you know, the plastics and the wires and the metals and whatnot. And the sponsor takes a cut and the recycling company takes a cut. So a lot of companies use it as a fundraiser. I know a lot of churches often will have recycling day as a fundraiser. It's always good to be responsible in how you recycle your stuff.
Speaking of fundraisers, we're in the middle of one of our own, of course. And so we would like to thank Joan.
There you go, Rob. Let's have a recycling day.
For her donate. Yeah, there you go. You can already donate your car. If you've got an old car that you have sitting in the back of the driveway and you really don't want it anymore, donate it to the station. They'll come and haul it away and hopefully make a buck or two off it. And that's just one more way to help the station. So far, we've had a couple of very nice donations today. We've got about, a couple of minutes left. We want to thank each and every person who donated, whether you donated a small amount or a large amount is not the point. The point is you donate it. And so thank you very much. We want to thank all the people who donated. You can still get in on this. It's easy enough to do. 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We will be here for a few more minutes. But whenever you call or whenever you pledge online, let us know that it's for Sound Bites. You can tell the person taking the pledge, or at the bottom of the online form is a comment section. Just put it in there, and we will be happy to make sure that Sound Bites gets the plug for that. So we don't get money or anything. We just lets the board know that we're bringing in cash for the station, and that we are there for also.
We just had a caller call and said the Goodwill store in Greece will also take electronic stuff.
Oh, there you go. But we don't know about floppies or anything. Right. There are a lot of places that will take electronics, but the actual floppy disks and CDs and those things.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody takes them. I got a bucket load of my own that I just haven't gone through yet.
The new shredders, paper shredders and that, a lot of them will also handle CDs.
Yep.
You can put the CDs in there and shred those up.
Yep.
Of course, you know, hard drives and all that. I love just a good sledgehammer and
good
wail on
sledgehammer for the floppies and the CDs, and for the zip drives, you can always just take a drill to it.
Oh yeah, you can just take a drill, you know, with a bit in it, and just drill holes through it.
Line up a couple of them and drill a bunch of holes in each one, and you're on your way.
Even one hole, you know, because it's going to put such a hole in the plastic and everything else. You're not going to get it in a drive, and it's not going to spin anymore.
There was a floppy protection scheme that put a hole in a floppy drive for Apple games, and if it didn't find the hole in the right place, it knew it was a copy of the game and would not run it.
Huh.
So people actually wrote a program to simulate the hole in the drive.
Nice.
So they could copy the thing.
Floppydisk.com, if you still need to buy floppy disks or floppy drives. But they also will take in floppy disks for recycling.
Oh, nice.
And if you send them more than 200 disks, they will pay for shipping.
Wow. So there you go.
And as a tip, if you mail floppy disks or CD-ROMs or VHS tapes, anything like that, they can go on something called Media Mail, which is really, really, really cheap.
Nice. Good to know. Good to know.
So when you need to mail that floppy to your cousin in Albuquerque. You know?
Yeah. Sure. Now we know about mailing.
Don't copy that floppy. Remember that antivirus?
I remember that. All right, that's it. Apparently, we are done for another week. I want to thank everyone who called in. I particularly want to thank the people who were just kind enough and generous enough to pledge. That would be Don and Carl and Rich and Bert and Dennis and Gerd and Val and Lynn and Brad and Diana and Edward and Patricia and Scott and Andy and Brent and Gregory and Maxine and Donval and Joan. Thanks to each and every one of you for your generosity of spirit. And we'll be back next week with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, 57 minutes after the hour. Don't go anywhere. George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael is here to keep him on the straight and narrow, but seems to have forgotten both his whip and his club, so I don't know how that's going to happen. But we'll be back in just 166 hours. Don't forget to call and make the pledge. Thank you all. See you next week. And Phil did all the hard work today. See you next week. Bye-bye.